11:06 here on News Talk ZB. Boris Johnson, the British Foreign Secretary, is paying a flying visit to New Zealand today, as we heard a little earlier about what he'll be up to in the capital. But he'll be meeting with Bill English and, of course, his counterpart, Gerry Brownlee, and the opposition leader, Andrew Little. On the agenda, trade, foreign policy and international security. And he'll also travel to Kaikoura to thank the community there for helping out British tourists who were trapped there after last year's earthquake. Josie Pagani is our international politics commentator and she is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Josie.
Hello, Nadine.
Given that things are pretty unstable at home for Boris Johnson, what is it that we can expect on this visit? Not very much?
Unstable is exactly the word. I think it's hard for us in New Zealand to really understand how disastrous this Brexit rollout has become. And the Tory party is in absolute disarray. The Labour Party is split on Brexit as well. So, he's very nice of him to unveil a memorial and go and visit Kaikoura and thank the locals. But what he's really here for is to try and find friends and potential trade deals. Although I'd have to say, I mean, the Times newspaper in the UK runs a weekly agenda column where it says what everybody's up to. And this week they said that Boris Johnson is visiting Japan for 2 days. So I don't think we're hugely high on the list of priorities here. But they need all the friends they can get. Even a Tory-friendly commentator in the UK this week said, oh, come on, guys, Brexit, it's not as bad as Dunkirk. And you think, my God, that's setting the bar a bit low. Dunkirk was really, really
just,
bad.
Isn't it just?
And they had Churchill. At least they had Winston Churchill running the country, not Theresa May, who, has many qualities, but Churchillian leadership doesn't appear to be one of them. So
is it a difficult time to be wanting to talk trade with Boris? Because, they're still trying to figure out Brexit, as you mentioned. As much as we'd like one, they're not really in the position to offer us anything, are they?
Well, that's the problem. They don't know what they're offering. So it's not that they don't want a trade deal with us or Japan or Australia or Canada. They've got no idea what they're offering. Are they offering tariff-free access into the EU? Are they going to be part of the customs union? Will there be a hard border in Ireland and will we be able to get our goods across the border into Europe? Will there be free movement of people? Are they going to accept the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice? They have absolutely no idea what they're offering. But worse than that, they've got no cunning plan. There's no strategy here that's apparent to anybody except have your cake and eat it. And that's never going to work. The EU have made it. Look, you look at the EU after the election in France, you've got Macron, you've got a very confident Angela Merkel in Germany. These guys are looking great. But they don't need Britain. Britain needs them. And if anything, they're saying, guys, it's not too late to reconsider.
Okay, so unlikely to be much movement on the trade front. But what about, say, Kiwis visas to the UK for working holidays and the like? Because they've clamped down on those in recent years. Could we give Boris a nudge over those?
We can give him a nudge, and I'm sure he'll nudge back and jostle his lovely blonde mane of hair. But he can't actually deliver anything because, you think about the whole move behind Brexit was to stop the free movement of people from Europe. I don't think they're going to suddenly turn around and go, oh, no, but that's fine. Let New Zealanders and Australians come as much as they want, stay as long as you want, take our jobs. You guys can be the Polish builders. This is a country that is driven to at the moment to close the or at least half the people are. It's a very divided country to close the border. But I think what's interesting is that we're seeing a race in the Tory party between Boris Johnson, who's the public's choice, although his negatives are very high. So he's the highest in the polls for the public, but he has a lot of negatives. He's quite damaged over Brexit because do you remember what he looked like a rabbit in the headlights when they won? He didn't expect to
win.
He doesn't really believe in Brexit. And the other candidate is David David, who's the Brexit negotiator, and he's the MP's choice. And then you've got Philip Harmond, who's very dry. They call him Spreadsheet Phil, and Amber Rudd. So, who knows? They may well pick Boris Johnson to be Prime Minister. Anything could happen in the UK.
We know
at the
that,
moment.
Don't we, Josie? Anything can happen. I'm picking that this is basically going to be the unveiling of a statue and not more of substance to come out of that visit. But nice of him to pop by. It is 6:06 here on News Talk ZB.